our well-being coach slash guru, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, good, good, good. Apart from playing Christmas songs again, but
I'm crashing into everything here. Yeah, sorry, I'm like a mess. I'm a wreck today.
Yeah, you're like the wall in Hornchurch that blew over.
Yeah, that's it. Just wrecking.
Anyway, I know what you got coming up tonight. It's all been all over the socials.
Well, I thought we would talk about our hamstrings. So the hamstrings are the muscles at the back of our legs, and often when we talk about yoga, we talk about stretching. And there is a thing, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this word, but there is a thing you can get, and yoga teachers get it often. It's called yoga butt. And that's where you get a little bit of a, I don't know if you ever get it, that not a pain in the bum, but you know, like a pain in the bottom. The you know, there's a muscle between the bottom and the hamstring, and sometimes you get like a little bit of a cramp in it.
A little bit of a twinge.
Yeah, twinge. So that's what we call yoga butt. But what it is, it's just a signal of hamstring weakness.
Ooh.
So because in yoga we tend to stretch a lot, and a lot of people think it's all about stretching, but we also do focus a bit on strengthening. So I want to come and talk a bit about strengthening our hamstrings and why we need to do that.
Okay.
So hamstrings, like I said, they're the muscle in the back of the leg behind the thighs, just in case anyone's not up onto their terminology. I've had that before where I've kept using the term glutes and someone actually raised their hand in class and went, "What's a glute?" I'm like, you know, your bottom.
Awesome.
So anyways, and they're really important. It's in charge of kind of flexing your knees and using your knees, also in charge of slowing you down. So when you're going full tilt forward, you need your hamstrings to slow you down, help you stop, help you change direction.
Yeah.
Again, that's often why we see footballers get a hamstring injury on the pitch, right? It's when they've stopped, changed direction really quick.
Yeah.
You can pull, tear, sprain your hamstring muscle. Mm. So there are a few exercises we can do. So are you ready to exercise?
Here we go.
We'll start with one in the chair. How's that?
Yay!
Good. So just if you're at home, you can follow along. You can do this one as well. And if you're coming along to yoga classes with me, we'll be doing a lot of these in class if you haven't already been along. So starting in our chair, let's just start nice and tall, sitting up nice and tall. I've just got to adjust the mic here a bit. And we're going to use the leg, obviously. So let's just take the right leg. Let's just lift it slightly up off the floor, the right foot.
Yeah. Does your foot have to be flat as you lift it off, or could you just be tippy-toeing it?
No, take it right off the floor.
Right,
so we want to, so there you're using, can you feel you're using the muscle in the leg straight away?
Yeah.
And then let's extend, so straighten the knee.
Right.
So Joe's seeing if I'm cheating.
No, I was just seeing if there's any wires I was going to catch.
Oh, okay. And then just bring it back in and bring it back to the floor.
All right. That's pretty simple. Yeah.
Yeah, if you find it difficult, so if you do have a weakness or you're sitting there, you're in a chair most of the day, you can just start by just straightening and bending the knee.
But sitting up straight.
Sitting up straight. And then move to lifting up the leg and straightening the knee. And then bringing it back in. So do about 10 on one side and then switch legs.
Oh, that's nice. You can do that anyway, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. So if you're sitting at the office, and that's the other thing.
Not on the train, though. I might trip someone up.
It'd be awesome if everybody on the train did it all once.
All at once. Ready now?
Yeah, that's it. And a one, two, three. Anyways.
Sorry.
Sidetrack. But yeah, especially if you're in the office, because that's the other thing. If you're if you're sitting all day long for a job, or you do lots of running, and I get lots of runners in my yoga classes who don't stretch. So if you do lots of running or you do lots of sitting, you've got an imbalance in the hamstring because you tend not to use it as much. So if you sit there, if you're in an office job, you could sit here and just do that one easily.
I'm doing it. I'm still doing it now.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Look at that, Joe. So the other one you could do is this one. These couple next ones would be on the floor maybe. So you could come onto the floor, come onto your hands and knees, and we'll take the right leg behind us, extend it behind us, and lift the right leg up off the floor. And it's called donkey kicks. So you're going to then bring the right foot towards the bottom and then extend it back out again and then lower it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're on all fours.
Yeah.
You're lifting up the right leg, extending it out, bringing it back. Extending it out, bringing the foot to the bottom, extending and then releasing back to the floor. Yeah.
Got
so
that.
Imagine a donkey kicking.
Yeah.
Locust Superman, we've talked about that one before, where we come onto our bellies. Imagine you're Superman or Superwoman. Arms are extended out long. Yeah, or Wonder Woman if you want to be. Yes. Arms are extended long. But then you're going to lift the arms and the legs up off the floor.
Yeah, whilst lying flat on your belly.
On your belly, yeah. And you could, I think, do this one on the chair too.
Yeah, or at least do the top of your arms as you're up straight. So at least one part of your body's
better. That's it. Yeah, so that's our locust. And then reverse plank. So reverse plank or reverse tabletop. Mm. Again, so you start sitting on the floor. You could do this one in the chair as well. And you push yourself up. But you, if you're in the chair, extend the legs long. Mm. Don't do it in a rolling chair. Just realizing Joe and I might just have an accident here. But if you're in a stable chair, what you could do is you push yourself up. Mm-hmm. And so that you're coming onto the heels of the feet and you're pushing up with a hand. And you're doing a reverse plank, basically. Yeah. On the floor, it's a little bit safer. If that's too much for you, you can just keep the knees bent and you do what we call a reverse tabletop as well. So, and I always go around, and you really have to think about this one. You have to really push the bottom up. So you're really engaging those hamstrings and you're pushing the glutes up. And I always say, like, if I was to come around with a bottle of water or a glass of water, you want to keep it stable on the belly. You don't want it to drop down. So those are just a couple little hamstring exercise strengtheners you can do.
They're brilliant.
And if you're not getting up lots and you're sitting lots, it does, like, if you have weak hamstrings, it does start leading to lower back problems. Sure. You'll start getting tight hips, lower back problems. So often when people say, oh, I've got back pain, it can be easily sorted simply by strengthening your glutes or stretching out the hips, little bits like that. So often lower back pain's not anything sinister, right? It tends to be that it's either you've been sitting for a long time, can be posture. Upper back pain tends to be posture, but lower back pain tends to be that you've just been sitting for a long time or you've got weak hamstrings, tight hips.
So how many repetitions should you do with the one with, you call the donkey kick when you're on all fours?
I would do maybe 10 on each side. Right, it depends on how fit you are and how often you go. If you feel like you want to do more, I would do 10 to 15, take a break, then do maybe another 10. So maybe three sets of 10 to 15 on each side.
Yeah, to build up.
Lovely. Yeah, that's
it. Michelle, thank you. So where can we find you?
Oh, you can find me at the gym. You can find me at Better Gym. You can find me at Anytime Fitness, or you can find me in Hornchurch at Fairkites Art Center.
Yes.
And I'm there 5 days a week. You can find me on the internet, or as Peter Kay says, the tinternet. And you can find me at www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk.
All the links, obviously, as well, on the Phoenix FM website. Go to Joe Bailey or Drive. And if you miss any of the episodes, you think, if you're listening for the first time, think, I fancy having a listen to see what was going on. We've got all the what we call episodes now up for you. They're only about 10 minutes long as well, aren't they?
They
just
are.
Enough time.
Yeah, that's
not, not because I could listen to you all day. I mean, like, with me rambling on. I mean, that's it. As well to do the exercise. But they're always nice and simple exercises as well that you can do.
That's it.
And you can make them more complicated yourself as well if you wish. So it's
I think and that's the idea. We want people to start being more active, but also, like, like I said, anyone can do yoga, or anyone can do these exercises. It should be open up to anyone, even if you're in a chair most of the day.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome.